Episode 59, Find Your Strength.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. Oh, it's so good to be back with you. Oh, you know, I love our chat times, and I love spending time with you. And thank you. Thank you so much for giving me that privilege to come in and kind of peek in and knock on your brain and be in your ears and be a part of your life. It is an amazing journey and such a blessing. I just wanted today, I took my shower, and oddly enough, I get a lot of showerspirations is what I like to call them when I'm in the shower. So I really wanted to think about what is it that I kind of need to talk to you about. And it really hit me hard about finding your strength. I mean, I know as a mom, as a wife, and I mean, having my own business and taking care of the kids and just running errands and life happening. And, you know, my mom's getting older, my grandmother's getting older. I mean, just everything. It's sometimes hard. It's just sometimes hard, and you feel so weak. It took me back to my journey when I went through a tornado, and I really needed to make some changes. And there were times that I thought, Lord, there is no way I can walk one more step. There's just no way I can. And so I don't know if you are in that midst right now of just feeling so weak. And so I really wanted to encourage you with this. And this is from Mary Stevenson. And many of you probably already know it. The original one was written in 1936. Footprints in the Sand. I hope I don't cry on this one. One night I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints. Other times, there were one set of footprints. This bothered me because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could see only one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, "You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there have been only one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you most, you have not been there for me?" The Lord replied, "The times when you have seen only one set of footprints is when I carried you." I'm reminded of this so much by Mary's writing, that God is there. And I truly believe that. I know when I started to really focus on my weight loss part of it, and I made time for me, and that time that I made for me at 4 and 4:30 in the morning was that quiet time. And I can remember when I first started and I would do a lap, and it was just walking, and I'd be like, "Oh, I'm tired." A second lap. And I'm like, "Lord, how long am I going to be walking? I can't do this." And he kept telling me, "I will carry you. I will carry you." When I was walking and it turned to running, those last miles that I would want to take for that day, I was like, "There's no way, Lord, I'm going to make this 10th mile. You can't leave me." And he would tell me, "Christiane, I am carrying you." Now I find that when I am feeling very weak, that I simply cry out, "Lord, carry me." You know what? That's what he wishes for all of us. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to carry you. But it comes to this, my kiss to you. He wants you to ask. He will carry you. He will be with you. Maybe not the way you want to be carried, but he will. And he will never leave your side. You will find strength in God himself. Now, if you're saying here, "Christiane, I'm not really a believer. I don't know about this stuff. I don't know about this God you speak of. No, I'm praying for you, number one. Number two, know that he loves you regardless of whether you know him or not. And I truly believe that everybody believes that there is a higher power. And whether it's your belief in Christ the Lord or belief in some other God, you need to take that to heart. You need to figure out how you can find strength in that, because our human strength is not enough. And you might be going through some crazy things right now, and it may just be chaotic in your household. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you're not there to that point, and you're searching, going, Lord, I just don't understand. Cry out to him. Cry out and let him carry you, because that's what he's there for. He will carry you. To this day, I run with him carrying me. As my knees weaken, my legs get heavy, my heart becomes torn, saying, I know, Lord, I've got to finish this race today, but I don't think I can. I stop in the midst of the chaos, and I come to quiet, and I simply cry out, Lord, carry me. Where are your footprints in the sand? Are there two sets, or are there one? I promise you, if you're seeing one set, God is carrying you. Let him do it. Allow him that privilege and honor. He loves you. I love you. I would so love to pray for you. If there is anything that is heavy on your heart, let me know. Reach out to me at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. You can also obviously go to the website at createyournow.com and leave me a voicemail if you want to do that. If you need to leave multiple ones because it's kind of timed there, you only get so much time, then leave me multiple ones. I want to pray specifically for you. Go to the Facebook page. I want to pray for you. God will carry you, and he will always be the one footprints that you see. Allow him to love on you, because he thinks you're awesome. And you know what? You are. I want you to make it an incredible day. I want you to really think that when you need that strength, reach out to Christ, because he's right there. He will carry you. As the Lord replied, the times you have seen only one set of footprints is when I carried you. Many blessings to you all. I love you. Make it an awesome week. Hugs, love, kisses. Mwah! Remember to ask. We'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.